New York. Gosh, what a place. I got off the plane today, and every time I come here, I'm in awe. I can't believe the buildings and the people and all the heritage that sits here. I just got to share one thought with you. A number of years ago, I came out here as a guest of some people and gave a Shackley convention. And back in those years, I'd go 16 hours. Could you imagine having me for 16 hours? You'd probably get very tired of listening to Jim Burke for 16 hours. But I did this program in downtown Manhattan, and I don't even know for sure today where it was at, but I'll never forget this moment as long as I live. Noon came, and we were going to have a break. And so everybody was upstairs. They were eating lunch and stuff, and I decided I wanted to go downstairs and kind of just feel the city of New York. And I went downstairs, went out in the street of the city of New York, and sitting around the corner in a little spot was a guy playing a clarinet. And I mean, the guy was good. And he was sitting there playing his clarinet, and he had a little jar in front of him, and people came by and dropped in coins. And I used to play the clarinet once upon a time, and I listened to this guy, and I thought, my, I've never heard anybody play a clarinet. Why would he be sitting on the streets of Manhattan playing his clarinet? So I watched him for a little while, and pretty soon we got all done, and he took the little pile of money. He went over, and there was a little old lady sitting just right there, and she was kind of begging on the streets, and he dumped it all in her lap. Walked back, and I looked at that man and said, sir, you've really touched me today. You've really touched me. I said, why would a man with your ability and your talent sit here in Manhattan on the street and play a clarinet as good as you do? He says, well, I'm a member of the Benny Goodman Band, and this is where I practice. I'll never forget that as long as I live. And he says, I raise money every day and give it to this poor little old lady over here who sits here and waits for it. And you know, I've had that picture in my mind about New York ever since that little moment in my life. And I pondered it and pondered it and pondered that, what we give back with our life, the good stuff we give back. And you know, that's what Shackley has meant to me for a number of years, that I could give back to all of you, make a difference in your life. Well, I got a start in Shackley a number of years ago. I was graduated out of high school as a chemistry and a physics and a biology teacher. Great profession. I went to college without a wife, and I graduated with a wife. In fact, I graduated with a wife and a son. I mean, I had quite an experience. And I was really excited. I got out, and I was all excited about being a chemistry teacher, and I went out, and I taught my first year. Man, was I excited. And I got in the room at coffee break with 26 of the most negative people God could ever put in one place. And I never seen so many disgruntled people in my life as I sat there that first day in a coffee room when I had just selected a career, and they were telling me how terrible it was. Absolutely terrible. And I went home and I said to my lovely wife, who had really thought this is where we'd spend the rest of our life, and I said, I've got to change careers. And she said, change careers? You just started. I said, one day was enough. And so I ended up going down to the University of South Dakota and working on my master's degree and ended up in cancer research. I became a supervisor in the clinical laboratories in Rapid City, South Dakota. And I had a great career. I mean, I had a great career. I got my training at Mayo's Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, and at the University of Chicago. In fact, I was over here in Tarrytown, New York for a year and a half. And I had a great career, people. I mean, an absolutely great career. But you know, that's all it was. I wasn't giving back very much. I wasn't fulfilling who I was destined to be in life. And I always pondered the fact that I don't believe the human body could deteriorate as bad as it did. And I couldn't believe we were dealing with things we should have been thinking about preventing. That always bothered me. And we'd get a lady come in who had cancer of the breast, and they'd take out the breast and the pectoral muscles, and they'd send her home and tell her she had 5 years and she'd probably not be here. I thought, what a terrible system that this is. And about that time, Shackley came into my life. But you know, when it came into my life, the tendency was to look at Shackley, look at the products, and first of all, make the statement, I'm not a salesperson. That's the first question you could probably ask yourself, right? And some of you probably asked yourself that. Why would I want to sell Shackley products? I'm not a salesman. Then you would probably say, well, it probably isn't going to work for me. Some of you would probably say, well, it's always going to work for them, but it's not going to work for me. This is the way I'm going to spend my life. And so when I looked at this company, something was going on in my mind was, something you need to understand, an industry changes lives. Every industry that's come down the pike in America here the last 100 years has changed the lives of a lot of people. We watched the soft drink industry change the way we consume beverages. We watched the fast food industry change the way we eat. And all of you know how prevalent that is. We all watched the automobile industry, the banking industry. Every industry that we've experienced in your lifetime and mine has changed the lives of everybody. And within that industry, two or three companies come up that are the gems. They control that industry for the rest of their life. Now, can you imagine in the years to come, the healthcare industry is going to change the lives of every single person in the world because we're going to focus on how we prevent the diseases, not how we cure the diseases. People, it's got to happen. It's got to happen. You've all understood and you've all watched an industry develop around one leg, and that was the idea that we could create pharmaceutical drugs that would actually cure disease. And we've learned that that does not happen. Because I've always believed, and Shackley's always believed, that all the answers to human health lie in nature. They lie in nature, waiting to be discovered, waiting to be formulated, waiting to be put into the market. That is the future of the Shackley Corporation. That is the future of our company. You all got to realize that we are a very, very powerful force in change. You've got to believe the world cannot go on and continue the way it's going on. Wouldn't it be better if the government come out and said, at the end of the year, we'll pay you $10,000 if you don't get sick, and give you an incentive to stay well instead of an incentive to get sick? You've got to change the mentality, and that's what we're all about, people. And I just want you to realize that today, this is going to be a powerful, powerful force. And if you look at every industry, three or four gem companies came up in that industry that today control it. And you watch the Coca-Cola company today to be the dominant force in soft drinks. They control the industry today. They've been the proper company. And you've watched it in every industry. We today are that company. We're the gem. And I'll tell you why today we are the gem. In 1970, the United States government came out and said there was no difference between a chemical substance and a natural substance. They're all the same stuff. And in 1970, our industry changed in one sweep of the pen. Everybody could put chemicals into everything, and nobody cared. Then it lopped over, and we could put chemicals in all of our food. Nobody cared. Then we could put chemicals in all of our cleaning products. Nobody cared. And we became a world of chemicalization. You believe that? Yeah. Who would do that? You see, we're the only company left that never changed the philosophy. We are 50 years of heritage that says, we today stand for something really unique. We stand for something different than anybody else in the world. We stand on a principle that Mother Nature is the sole survivor of the raw materials we need for life. Raw materials that we really believe are the essence of all human health. We're that kind of movement, people. We can find in nature all the answers to human health. And we can formulate those answers. And we can patent those products. And we can do something nobody in the world's ever done. And Roger Barnett is now part of that great dream of us formulating and creating things that nobody in the world's ever done, creating products from nature in a way nobody's ever done it. And we today are going to be that company. We are going to be the gem of the industry. Now, if you believe in social change, as Roger's talked about, and you believe that social change is going to have a huge impact on the future of this country, and it's going to take people like all of us to create this change, because I really believe that. That drive has driven me for every day that I've been in the Shackley business. I believe I'm here for a reason. I'm here, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to influence and understand these things. Because I believe it, people. I believe that we today can do that. And we can do it with really some really exciting things. Now, would you believe once upon a time I started in the Shackley business? $3. Spent $3. That's what it cost to buy a little kit. And I went home to a wife who did not believe in Shackley. She thought I was crazy. But I wanted to do this thing, so I went down to my basement and I put in an office. And I had 4 children, all little, put in this office down this basement, and I proceeded to start to build a Shackley business. Now, I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't even know what to do. But I knew I believed in what I believed in. And we started to work at this. Now, back in those years, we started to build a network. Now, back in the 70s, it was not like it is today, because building a network meant that Jim Burke had to go out and physically talk to each person. Jim Burke had to go out and physically do everything. But even starting that way, Jim and Mary Jo Burke went out and sponsored my mom and dad. Was that exciting? I got my mom and dad in the business. My mom and dad sponsored a lady in Columbus, Ohio, my second person in my business. And this wonderful lady in Columbus, Ohio, called my house one afternoon and said, "Jim, I'm all excited about Shackley. Would you send me some products?" In those days, we had to put it on the bus. The bus. So I boxed, my wife says, "You go to work, and when you come home, come down to the basement and take the box and take it down the bus." So I went home, boy, I'm all excited. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm going to get out of this job, man. This is really exciting. I got my own business. And I went back to work and couldn't wait. 5 o'clock, I ran home, ran downstairs, grabbed the box, went down to the bus depot, put it on the bus, and sent it off to Columbus, Ohio. 4 days later, I get a call. Mrs. Walker, Columbus, Ohio. She says, "Jim, I'm all excited about Shackley. I'm all excited about your products." She says, "But what kind of products do you sell?" And I said, "Well, I sent them to you." "Yeah, but when I opened the box, all there was old paint cans and some old varnish." "Oh, I sent you the wrong box, Mrs. Walker. The wrong box. I'm sorry." Hey, if I can make it in this thing, anybody can make it in this thing. Anybody. Well, my wife became the cosmetologist in our company. I couldn't afford one, so I convinced my wife she needed to become the cosmetologist. So she had a little beauty kit, and she used to go out and do little facials, and it was kind of fun, and she kind of liked it a little bit, and we were selling a little products. And so one night she came out of the bathroom. I says, "You look terrible." She says, "I'm sick." I said, "You're sick?" I said, "We've got 9 women down the street that waiting for you to come do the facial." She says, "I can't go." I says, "Who's going to do it?" Not me. I don't know anything about this stuff. I couldn't. What do I got to do? She says, well, you bluffed your way through life this far. You just go down the street and bluff your way through this deal. So I got my little satchel and I didn't know what was in there, a whole box of stuff. And so she had some mirrors and a bunch of stuff. So I went down and I waited until it was dark. Make darn sure there was nobody going to see me going down this street. So I go down this street, down about 25 doors, and I knock on a door, and this lady opens up the door, and she says, well, who sent you? Well, I says, I'm the new cosmetologist in our company. I just got this training from my wife 5 minutes ago, and I'm here to do this deal. So we set all these ladies down, and we started smearing. And I dumped all this stuff out on the table, and my wife was told me a little bit what to do, and I didn't know what this stuff was, but I convinced them they need to put it on, you know, and they need to try it, and we went through this whole thing, got all done, and they said, what are we doing? I said, well, you order it. So I sat all down, and we ordered it, and I sold $390 worth, and I didn't even know what I'd sold. I had no idea what I sold. So I scooped it all back in her little deal, and just got it all back in there and went home. And I walked in the door, and she says, how'd it go? I said, honey, move over. I'm the new cosmetologist of this organization. People, none of us knew what we were doing. Believe you me, none of us knew. But listen, I believed. I believed so heartily that this was the company that would make the difference in the world in the years. I really believed that. Because the man that started this company had a philosophy like I'd never met anywhere in the world. Dr. Shackley, when I met that man, inspired me, and he made us believe that Shackley Corporation someday would be the largest force on earth to change the world. And he believed that, and I believed that. We started from nothing. We didn't know what we were doing, but we kept believing and we kept doing it. And we started to grow. And we started to grow, and one day I walked out of the clinical laboratories, said goodbye, and went out into the world to build the Shackley business. Today our network does $800,000 a month of Shackley sales, $800,000 a month of Shackley sales. We've earned over $18 million since I came into Shackley. $18 million. But let me tell you something. You today sit on the greatest threshold the world's ever known. Somebody created a little black box called a computer. That was the magical thing that's going to change our business forever. Today, you can build a network that the Shackley Corporation will pay you on the volume of that little network that you start. You can build a network through that little black box because every single person that graduates out of every high school in this country is fully trained in that little black box. That is their life training. Every one of them are trained in that industry and in that way. The world is headed towards worldwide internet distribution. We're going to be able to take and create networks like you've never imagined in your life because the systems are here today. Finally, we found a system that's going to fit the way we did business for all those years and never had the system. Today, you're going to be able to build a network. You're going to get paid on that network. You're going to get paid in the volume of that network. And then when you go, you can pass that whole network on to your family. And they're going to get the value of that network. And when that family gets done, they get to pass it on to their family. So what you're going to build, people, in the years to come is something that every child in this country is trained in. This is the way the world's going. We're going to take the Shackley philosophy, the Shackley concept, the way we do business, the way we believe. We're going to make the social change for event, and we're going to take it all over the world. And we're going to take it all over the world, and you're going to be the recipient of it. And just imagine that out of that network, in the years to come, are going to become other people just like you that are going to be looking for a future, looking for a better way of life, looking for some purpose in life. And they're going to go on and build a company. Would you believe me a little lady right above me sponsored me into Shackley. She's almost 80 years old. She's a Shackley director. For being a basic director in Shackley, she controls the value of my organization. And I'm proud to say I've earned that lady well over $5 million since she sponsored me into Shackley. $5 million. And she's never got past the rank of director. But she's got a nice life. She gives me a Christmas present every year. What a business. What a business. Can you imagine, right now, I've been in Shackley over 30-some years. We make around $50,000 a month in Shackley. Can you imagine Roger Barnett call me up and say, Jim, you're just getting too old. You're not the productive guy you used to be. I'm going to get a younger guy. And I'm going to take what you got, and I'm going to give it to some guy named Matt. Matt's 30 years old. He's aggressive. He's exciting. He can go out. Think what he could do with your business if Matt had it. How many of you, one of these days, are going to leave your business, leave your job, and walk away with nothing? How many of you know that? The inevitable part of the free enterprise system. You are no longer valuable to Company A. And you're going to walk away with nothing. Let me tell you something. You get involved with us, and you learn, and you grow, and you understand that the world is going to obviously allow us to do things we've never done before. And someday you're going to have a network. Someday you're going to be 75 years old. People, there's not an opportunity anywhere in the world like this. You've all got to understand that tonight. This is a dream. This is a dream far beyond our wildest dreams that we could ever imagine. But you see, we're in the right industry. We're the premier company. We're in the world of worldwide internet distribution. The world is going to keep growing and growing and developing networks. And this thing is, you can't imagine what it's going to keep looking like. We're going to continue to explore and find products formulated from things we don't even know about yet today. But the future is here. I want to tell all of you, I am very proud to be in New York City tonight. God bless you all, and thank you very much.